Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, to catch up with other countries, and this is such a topic I'm so passionate about, a lot of schools are cutting recess and even gym time in favor of academics. And while our kids do need more mathematics and they need more science and social studies, they also need to get their beans out. And we wonder to ourselves, when they cut recess and PE, are we doing more damage than good? My guest is Dr. Robert Murray. He's a professor in the Department of Human Nutrition at Ohio State University. So, Dr. Murray, what do you think about this recess and gym situation that we've got going on?
Well, I think it's not surprising, given the pressure on the school officials and teachers. They're being rated by test scores, and unfortunately, as a result of that, anything that is perceived of as superfluous is being cut. One of the reasons that we did the research that we did, Dr. Kathy Ramstetter and I looked at recess in some detail, is because it's more than just a free time, and we found that it clearly is not expendable. There's a high cost to getting rid of recess.
Well, it's certainly not just a free time. I mean, I know how my kids are. I have 10 and 12-year-old, and it's social. There is so much of this play interaction, can't say, can't play at recess. Oh, you know, and including kids. And I know my daughter's come home and said she's stuck up for a child and that this and that, or they were not picked for soccer. I mean, there's a lot of social interaction that goes on.
Critical social interaction. Melanie, you know, what we found was that the kids who had recess did better academically. They were the ones that were more attentive. They were just a better student, and they had a better chance to really display their skills. But as you mentioned, even over above that, the kids that had free play learned socialization, social skills, social and emotional learning skills that they don't get any other place. Some of the things we really value in adults, like the ability to work on a team, the ability to work within rules, and negotiation skills and things, those are all hammered out at recess. And if you think about it, there really aren't a whole lot of other places kids get to have that kind of free interchange.
Well, not even in gym, because there's a gym teacher, so they
Correct.
Determine what games are played and what position you take. But at recess, as you say, it's this child to child. And
right.
And besides the fact, I'm an exercise physiologist, Dr. Murray, so to me, to see these kids not running around, and I've gone to the school and seen them at recess sitting there with their phones texting the person that's like 6 feet away from them. So that makes me a little crazy. But that being said, that recess is such an important part of getting blood flow. How can they go sit in their chairs without being allowed to run around and scream for a while?
Yeah, and it may vary. You know, one of the things we learned was that recess is beneficial, whether it's indoors or outdoors, and whether it is structured in a highly active, structured way, or it's unstructured. Kids get different benefits from different milieus there. So there is a benefit to having kids all doing activity at the same time, but there's also a benefit for some kids on certain days to walk around and just talk with their friends and socialize and interact. I always say there's some times when the little girls want to sit down and just braid each other's hair, and that is good. That's a break from that cognitive activity that's going on all day in classroom.
Absolutely, and they need that time away from the studies. So where do we find this line, Dr. Murray? We have to keep up. We have to get forward as a nation. We have to get our school children's grades up, knowledge, all this. But where do we find that line? I mean, what is expendable? Music, art, recess, gym? What is expendable in their day?
Well, we found that to perform at the highest cognitive activity that they're capable, kids have to have a regular break in the day. And that's true for kids and teens and adults as well. You've got to have breaks. And we all know that intuitively. You can't go to a conference and just sit there for 3 hours and listen to people hammer you without getting up and taking a little break periodically. But we have to recall that little kids need to have that time scheduled. So recess becomes a powerful tool for teachers to get the most out of their kids if they give them regular breaks in the day. So I think that's really important. The thing I think is most important to stress to these teachers and school officials that are under the gun is that quality time is probably more important than the quantity, and that these little breaks in the day make that time much more powerful and much more valuable than simply adding more and more and more time to their day.
Well, one of my daughter had a teacher that even said, oh, and if I see the kids need it, I'll give them another recess. She was actually watching for that fidgeting, that, yeah, you know, watching the clock. The kids watch the clock, all, you know, waiting for that time.
And that's, I think that's exactly what teachers should be sensitive to, is that when kids start to fidget, you know, you push them to the limit of their attention span, which generally is around 30 or 40 minutes. Most of us don't have an attention span that lasts much longer than that. One of the things that Dr. Ramstetter found when she was looking at stuff from Japan is that they'll have a 10-minute break every hour in order to get the kids to decompress and relax and then refocus and then come back to the next challenge, rather than just moving one class subject to the next.
So, see, I love to hear that, because then that tells us that there are, because the kids in Japan, obviously, they're excelling in schools, and if they get a break every hour for 10 minutes to do jumping jacks, run around, do something, then that tells us that there is an answer to this problem.
Yeah, and I think the teachers, you know, we've seen that. I remember in New York schools when I was there, some of the teachers were using something called Take 10, which is just a little 10-minute break, and the kids would dance or socialize or do some kind of little class stretching and exercise, something that broke the tension of cognitive behavior and allowed them to process the information the teacher had given them. And then they come back to work, and that is the way to get maximum productivity, regular breaks in the day to process the information that's been given them. It also improves with behavior, and if I was a teacher, I would be very sensitive to classroom behavior and use recess and breaks in the day to try and get kids to be a little more attentive and a little less agitated.
Well, not only does it work for that, but you can use it as a bit of a blackmail. I'll give you guys a little bit, you know, more of a recess if you really concentrate and focus right now. So how do we get the schools and the school boards to listen to what you're saying?
Well, I think the parents are always power players at the school level, and that's really where recess, you know, exists or doesn't exist, is down at the school classroom level. And they've got a number of things that they can do there. One is they're frequently class teachers, and they can interact directly with the teachers and the principal and talk about this issue. Two, they've got the wellness council. Almost all the schools in the country have a wellness council, and this is part of their purview, which is to talk about this kind of stuff. And then three, if parents have an opportunity, they can participate. A lot of schools have cut back recess for monetary reasons and economic reasons. And so what parents have done is gone and they've volunteered to be trained to supervise recess and help participate in making sure that it's a safe and nurturing environment during recess. And I think that's a very valuable donation of time to the school.
Absolutely. That is a great idea, to get involved in your community and offer your services to be not just like a lunch lady, but a recess person. You get trained and you monitor the recess. In the last 30 seconds, Dr. Murray, wrap it up for us and give us your best advice about recess.
Well, I think teachers and principals and parents and all of us need to look at recess as a very valuable adjunct to academic learning. It is social-emotional skill building, and we need to consider recess its own separate and very important entity.
Well, it certainly is that. It's its own part of school, and I know my kids would go crazy without it. So parents, you know, as he said, you've got that very important voice in the school system, and they tend to listen to the parents if you band together, and recess is vital for our children's mental well-being as well as their physical well-being. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.